to the dance and the sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. You, what's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up or your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they're making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up or your face. Okay, let's try it, really. So bad. Hey. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
God, no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
All right. Good morning, 98Q Country. Time for some reality radio, 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app. I am here with Craig Keel. Got a collection or a correction. Excuse me. I apparently need a couple of them from Kurt Mallow down there at Bader Sports Center. Craig is not Craig Bader. That is my fault. I misread the schedule for today. But I do have Craig from Bader Sports Center in Phillips next to Pick and Save, the best spot for just about everything you might need to go outdoors. How's it going this morning, Craig?
It's going good. Going good.
Excellent. We've got a beautiful day in the Northwoods. It's a little out of season given that seasons are starting. We were talking a minute ago about hunting seasons. Just about everything is on the horizon if it hasn't already just started today. What do we got? What do we got on the docket for this weekend and the coming days?
All right. Well, big one is Saturday, the 14th. A lot of seasons open. The archery crossbow season opens up here. Grouse season opens up. Bear season is going on. Today the dogs can start running. Next Monday, the regular goose season opens, so it's busy time right now.
Even waterfowl are going to be picking up, so you'll be hearing those booms in the background as the sunrise happens if you're an early riser. And I'm sure you, like me, you and I were talking about the convoys of trucks with those plywood boxes in the back. It is dog day for the bear hunters. Good luck out there. What else is going on over at Bader's in Phillips?
Well, we've got a few things that we left on sale after our big two-week store-wide sale. We've got some lacrosse boots that are still on sale, not all varieties. Trailcrest camo and flannel clothing is on sale right now. Got a lot of neat stuff in there for the hunters and the non-hunters as well.
Yeah, you were mentioning that it wasn't just the camo clothing. You mentioned Trailcrest camo, but also flannels.
Mm-hmm.
I know I am vulnerable to that slightly beefier second layer that a lot of us put on and wear throughout the entire winter season. I've got one on this morning, my slightly extra layer. So I know Bader's is my source for things like Stormy Cromer gear. I know you guys are stocked in that this year. With room to add, I'm sure there will be some new designs coming later in the season. But you're already stocked, I noticed, in some of their main core Stormy Cromer gear. I mean, you might even have to get something for Toby here. You guys even have dog jackets down there.
Yes, we do. And we actually did a little remodeling in the store the last few days. So we've got the Stormy Cromer up on a big slat wall, so it's going to be easier for customers to come in and see what we actually have there. A lot of new hats came in for men and women. And like you said, Stormy for dogs.
Yeah, we got Toby in the studio today, so apologies if you hear a little bark here and there, especially with so many people coming in for reality radio. I've noticed you guys carry the 7 7/8 that my large head requires in Stormy Cromer. Maybe not in every single colorway, but those of us with heads this large understand that it's not reasonable to carry every single colorway in size huge. But if you are somebody who needs a slightly larger hat size and you like your Stormy Cromers, I can vouch for it. Stop at Bader's. They've got a couple designs and a couple really good ones, too. They don't just have black and gray and blue and that's it. No, I had a couple plaids to choose from. And if you are in that normal range, holy cow, you guys have designs on designs. And that's just from one brand. Not maybe one of the discounted brands, but I did maybe see every once in a while if you've got like a discounted pattern there remaining on the rack. You guys are pretty awesome about that.
Yep, we have a few things that Stormy has discontinued, color patterns or even a style of jacket that we do have on sale right now, 30% off, so it's great stuff, and you can get it at a great price.
And that kind of stuff, though, is while supplies last, correct? That's not going to be expected to be restocked at those discounted prices. So get in there, I'd say ASAP. Like we were mentioning earlier, I'm a firm believer in the idea of buy something slightly out of season. We've got a warm, weird week coming. It's going to be one of those last warm, weird weeks, which is the perfect time to buy slightly ahead of your needs for that cold weather coming. Camo flannel from Trail Crest. What else were we talking about? Yeah, that's you mentioned deer corn and apples even. The baiting situation, kind of tenuous in the Northwoods with things changing by the year, but right now in Price County is A-okay, correct?
Right. Last year, it was, I believe, the end of September that the DNR canceled or prohibited baiting for deer in Sawyer, Rusk, Washburn, and Burnett County, I believe. So, I mean, it's still kind of up in the air, but right now, Price County, we can still put bait out. There are restrictions on how much you can put out, but it's still legal.
So the official word right now, keeping an eye on it, and we'll probably update you. I reckon we'll probably end up talking about that on Reality Radio, and if and when any changes do come, because it matters a lot. It's one of those things that it's either nothing or it is the main topic happening. Frankly, if that's the main thing happening in hunting news, that might even be a good sign, given the hunting scene over the last few years and the count numbers and the... Don't want to use the W word or anything like that. Speaking of hunting seasons, you mentioned that the ammo and the guns are well-stocked, long guns, pistols. You guys have it all over there at Bader's, correct?
Right, and if somebody's looking for an early Christmas present for themselves and they're a hunter, we got you stocked. And if we don't have it on the rack or on the shelf, we can order it for you. Ammo, getting a lot better than it was. There are still some calibers, some offbeat calibers, I call them, still very difficult to get. I wish I had better news on the pricing situation for the hunters, but at least the availability is there. So
yeah, prices of everything have been rising, whether that's inflation or just a little bit of excellent profit management from certain companies. Well, that we'll leave the economists to debate that. But yeah, plan to bring a couple extra C notes if you're stocking up on ammo, but plan to find what you're looking for. You guys are well stocked,
right? And like I said, if we don't have it in stock, chances are very good we can get it ordered for you. Usually it's about a week turnaround time or less.
Craig is really good at catching me looking at especially the handgun display cases. One thing that you've made very clear to me without ever saying it out loud is that you enjoy talking, looking, and learning, knowing about firearms. It's kind of a fun, they're a tool, there's so much variety, there's a lot of interest to be had, and you, I think, are probably one of the more interested people I know. So I know when I'm finally ready to, and forgive the pun, but I'm going to go there, when I'm ready to pull the trigger, I know where I'm going to go, and I'm going to go to you right over at Bader's.
Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no worries at all. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to chat with me about? I know you're the conversation around the water cooler type all the time.
Well, no, not really. Just come on down. If you haven't been in, please do stop in. I know we get a lot of out-of-area hunters up here this time of year, especially with the grouse season coming up. We get a lot of out-of-staters coming up. So If anybody's up here already, please stop in. We'd be happy to talk to you and help you get you set up so your hunt's successful.
Perfect. We're between seasons right now. The fall that's coming doesn't know whether it's ready yet. The summer doesn't know whether it's ready to leave. All of this means late summer fishing, early season hunting apparel, all things that are perfect time to buy. And the perfect spot is Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips. Greg Gunderson here covering for Joel through the week. Well, not through the weekend, but up until the weekend. I'm going home and staying home this weekend. But I'm not alone in studio. I've got Scott from the YMCA in town. How's it going today, good sir?
It's going well. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Of course, of course. So what are the updates? What's the haps? How's the construction going? What's the news?
Well, the Y, as you can, if anybody's driven by the Y recently, you can tell that construction is wildly underway right now. just in the last week, since September 3rd, I believe it was, we started with the upkeep or the moving all that structural steel up for our wellness center. So that's where, if you're a member of the Y and you come in through those front doors on the west side there, you're going to be going right into that wellness center. So that's where all of your cardio equipment is going to be, your strength equipment. So that very large structure that's going up right now, that's going to house all of that equipment. And then on the interior, which nobody can see right now, that's where all of the framing has gone up for all of the classrooms, for the youth classrooms, for the daycare, as well as the framing for the multi-purpose room group exercise studio. So we're making a lot of headway in there. In fact, I think all of the framing was completed as of yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So they are moving along. They are on pace, to the day on pace for where we want to open. So that doesn't happen often in construction,
no.
But that Myron has been terrific to work with, and they are cruising at a great pace right now.
Not just construction crews, but I think every project manager is staring at their radio with wide eyes right now, like, how? And now you've said it out loud, though, so let's cross our fingers and hope that there's no weird rain system or something like that. But no, it sounds like you're past, or at least almost past, the bare lumber and maybe the hanging plastic phase and ready to start really adding life to that building.
Absolutely. So we're going to start seeing the exterior work with some of the masonry going up in the next couple of weeks. The windows are going to be going in. We'll actually start seeing drywall in the interior start to go up in a few weeks. And then that west side back parking lot will get tore up and redone in October. So we're on pace to have the exterior done before the snow flies.
Well, forgive me, what is the final go live, no more work need be done date that we're aiming for right now?
So right now we're looking at April 3rd as our construction completion date, with right around April 15th as an open date. So they'll finish out their construction. We'll furnish out the inside for a week and a half to 2 weeks, and then we're going to be open to the public from there.
So April, that's just shy of 6 months away, but at the same time, if you snap your fingers once or twice, it's going to be April, like right now. All that snow will have started to melt already, and you guys will have to barricade the doors to keep the Northwoods community out, but that's a good problem to have.
I think
that's going to be an awesome addition to have. What anything exciting happening on the horizon, any particular major milestones that we can expect, or accessibility, or is it just keeping the nose down, keep grinding until April right now?
So we've got three things that are coming up right now. So in probably October, possibly early November, you'll see some of our exterior signage go up. So we've partnered with Signature Signs in Butternut, working with Glenn Wagner. He's been terrific to work with, and they're going to do the exterior signage for our Y. So you'll see the illuminated Flambeau River YMCA on the sides of the building. And then that's one major one coming up. And then right now we're looking at with Myron Construction having a community day where we invite the community to come in and kind of check out the progress. Come and see the interior that you can't see from the outside. So we'll clean up the construction site so folks can come in a safe and friendly environment. And so we're just looking at a date right now, which we'll get out once we have that solidified.
TBD for the moment.
TBD, but it'll be early October.
Okay, excellent.
So we know that much. And then the last one is we've started hiring. So we've started putting together some of our leadership teams. So right now we have we just announced it last week, our program coordinator position. So that position will be overseeing our youth programs and our group exercise classes, kind of building them from the ground up and making it their own. And that's one major piece. That person will be really the other than myself, the first leadership member coming into the Y. And we've also started hiring our youth sports instructors, and we're working with the school district on a space to hopefully have some dance programs this winter.
I don't know why. I mean, we've been watching this project for a while now, but this description of it, this is the moment where it crystallizes that this is real. This is happening. There's going to be a whole YMCA facility in Park Falls.
It's insane, but it's really exciting.
That's awesome. Well, if anybody perhaps is interested in those open positions, is there a spot they can apply online or anything like that?
Yep. So everything is on Indeed, Indeed.com, and we've also put it on, we're working on getting it onto our website. But if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly, and I'll send it directly to you. My phone number is 715-499-3763, and I'll be able to get you the information directly if you can't find it online or have any questions.
All right. Well, anything else that we should be aware of about the Y? I'm excited. I know I've got enough already. If you give me any more, I might just kind of have to take a break, because that's awesome. I've been excited to have a Y, and now it's almost here.
It's almost here, and I think that, you know, the closer we get, the more exciting it gets. We just opened up a program office at the school, so the school district was gracious enough to give us an office, so we can work directly with the kids that we're serving. So we have the 21C grant program with the school district, and so now our staff have a place for all of their things that the kids need for the program. So it doesn't have to be out throughout the day. They have the program office for it. I'm able to go there and meet with the kids and share some of our program ideas and interact with families and make those face-to-face connections. So it's real and it's coming.
That's, wow, yeah, 6 months might as well be the last 6 yards to get a touchdown across the goal line. We'll have that touchdown in April as currently planned. April 3rd, you said?
April 3rd construction, yeah.
All right, October, November, we've got some signage going up. We can look forward to the community day in early October, TBD on the date, and hiring currently through Indeed, all at the local YMCA. We have a local YMCA. Congratulations, happy birthday, Northwoods. It's coming to town. Get a hold of Scott directly, 715-499-3763 for any questions about the construction, or they can get in contact with you for hiring too. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Or find those listings on Indeed. Scott, thank you so much for being in, talking about the local Y today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We'll see you next week, Scott. Will we have you next week?
Next month.
Next month. Forgive me. I'm going to tone down the caffeine.
We're going to tone back up on the country music.
We are kind of frightened into thinking that we are having good weather in anticipation of bad weather coming, perhaps a harsh winter. How are you two today?
Oh, great. Just wonderful. Wonderful.
We've been chatting about the whole world as it works and all kinds of different deep philosophical cuts in the 98Q Country studio, talking about Kelly's art, of course, too, the owner of Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio. We'll be chatting about you on Friday morning with the gift certificates on the shopping show, as we do every week. But today we're here to talk about free brats, basically, right? Yay! This is an event that is an excuse for free brats, as I understand it. No, it's the Village Fest, Saturday, September the 14th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Village of Butternut Pavilion. That's on Michigan Street in Butternut. Live music, beer, and wine for sale, but free brats. I mean, there's a crowning jewel we've got to focus on. I kneel at the feet of free brats, I will admit. Not quite that extreme. Free food, but free brats besides. So, Village Fest, how long has this been going on?
It's been one of those events that has morphed.
Okay.
Because we started off using... We had done a chicken dinner for a while as a fundraiser. Then we did a German dinner as a fundraiser. And as we just kept progressing and trying to simplify, we came up with Village Fest. And part of the deal with Village Fest is that it's really a community potluck. So we ask people to bring a dish to pass if they can. It's not like we're going to kick you out if you don't show up with dish pass. But it's part of sharing food as a way of sharing history. And now I'm gonna riff to Maxine, because she has a great story about funeral potlucks. Go, Maxine.
Funeral.
Do it.
I will. All right.
First of all, though, let's remember that this is sponsored by the Butternut Area Historical Museum. We sponsor this every year.
All right.
As Kelly has said, it has been other things, but right now it's the Village Fest. Who knows what it'll be in a couple of years. But anyway, the reason we're doing this is because Butternut is known for its good food.
Yes, certainly.
Because there are just a lot of people there that have lived there a long time and have cooked a lot. But anyway, this all came about because I was shopping at one of the businesses in Park Falls here. I'll name it. It's True Value. And that was my favorite fellow there that would help me with everything because he knew where everything was. And so he did. And we were walking up to get me checked out, and there was a group of people talking about where there's some good places to eat in the area. And this fellow listened for a bit, and he says, well, I'll tell you where there's a good place to eat. Best place to eat around here is at a funeral in Butternut.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, something I've identified. If you give people, I mean, we weren't on an island. The Butternut, the Price County hasn't always been super isolated, but it always necessarily wasn't a metropolitan hub. And if you keep a place not very busy and you give people a lot of time, you give people a little bit of energy, and they'll give you some really good cooking, among other things,
yes.
Creative projects.
Yes.
It's amazing what people do with a lot of time and some interest in cooking in the Northwoods. Well, I'll tell you what, you give me one of those, here's eight ladies in a given community,
yes.
If they make a cookbook,
yes.
I want it.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I
absolutely.
Want every copy
yes.
of it.
Exactly. And that's, we talked about how this is meant to be like what we call vintage dishes. So like whatever
right.
your grandma made back in the day, and you just love it, and you don't drag it out every day because you don't eat that every day. But once in a while, it's nice to dust off that cookbook and remember what grandma made for you and just share that whole nostalgia and that fellowship that comes with sharing old-fashioned food. So we had toyed, you asked about why it's Village Fest, we had toyed with what to call it, and we decided that funeral potluck was not a good name. And so Village Fest sort of morphed into it. But it's the idea, so it's appropriate as a historical society to do this because it's, you know, history is very cultural, obviously.
Certainly.
And food is very cultural, obviously. And so sharing, you know, old-fashioned food is part of our mission. It's part of our mission to remind people of the past of Butternut and, you know, what life was like here, even if you don't make this food anymore. So there.
It's and food is unique in that you mentioned even if you don't make this food anymore, the thing is a lot of people still are eating these dishes
yes.
that were handed down from several generations back, in many cases largely unchanged.
Right.
Right. And this is a large German community in Butternut. It that had been there since the beginning of the community. And so when we have the brats, we also have the sauerkraut.
Yes.
And the German potato salad to go with it.
I'm thinking of those big, huge stone crocks that used to be covered by nothing but a fabric
yes.
cloth and a layer of something you
yes.
don't want to know
right.
about.
Yes.
yes. But underneath is yeah. the best sauerkraut.
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
Lovely.
And we are going to have homemade sauerkraut at the one of our yeah. members yeah. of our board of directors. Director's husband makes a lot of sauerkraut.
Well, you know what you're also going to have there now is a radio guy eating up all your sauerkraut.
Yeah, well, great, great.
That
yeah,
is,
good,
oh,
good,
man,
good,
those
good.
Those
yes,
crocs,
yes,
the
yes.
the croc memories. But you yeah. said that it's not, it may not be the funeral potluck event, but there's only one word missing. I see that it is, in fact, a potluck contest.
Well,
happening.
Actually, I should not have said contest because we talked about that afterwards. We did, when we celebrated our 10th anniversary, we actually literally had a contest. We had it separated
okay.
by... that's a lot of work. So really, what we're trying to make everything simple. So what it really is, this is a potluck drawing. So anybody who brings a dish, when you come in, you sign up for a drawing. We have fabulous prizes. At the end, we'll do a drawing. You'll win a fabulous prize. You have a chance to win a fabulous prize. So that's how we kind of incentivize people. So it's not really a contest.
Okay.
A contest would have been fun, but when we did it
yeah,
for our 10th, it's like, oh, my
right.
goodness, you got to have a lot of logistics. And you have to have voting. And you have to have voting. Oh, it's
It sounds simple on the face of it.
Exactly.
But.
It's like not a contest.
Certainly
so
not.
It's just a drawing. So, you know, if you bring a dish, you're eligible for fabulous prizes. Fabulous well, prizes.
We're in a small town, so there may not be judges, but there may
yeah.
be a little bit of judging.
Well,
some friendly elbows
exactly.
about what
exactly.
you made.
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially if you accidentally duplicate a recipe.
Yes,
then,
yes.
Then
yes.
you're head to head whether you like it or not.
It could get rough. It could be a rumble.
Well, luckily, the brats will be provided, so people won't have to fight over
right,
the blend of sausage
right.
provided. But you also mentioned there will be some hot dogs.
Yes,
right.
Who do we know what the live music act or
act? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It is George Faltinowski, and a lot of you know him. He is the jack of all trades and the master of pretty much everything. And he's a wonderful singer. I actually sing in a choir with him, and he's a very good singer. And he does polka music, and he'll be backed up by Johnny Lynch on drums. So that'll be fun. So, and Johnny's an excellent, we thank Johnny for, he's been coming to this
Sorry
since.
About that.
We have Toby in the studio. And that's Toby barking. And Toby's lovely. We love Toby. We are all in love with Toby. Backed up by Johnny Lynch, who's been doing this for us since Johnny was like in sixth grade. So
wow.
And now Johnny's, I think, probably
He's
your age.
He's a marvelous drummer.
Wonderful drummer. So that's our live music. So you can dance, you can polka. How much fun can that be?
Oh, and we're, you told us yeah. on the But we have beer and wine and
yeah,
so forth.
For sale, yeah.
And let's
if that
see.
Helps you dance. If that helps you. If, oh, yeah. Buying
oh,
beer.
We're also having a 50-50 raffle.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so we'll have raffles on site. Right, any other exactly. Any other drawings or anything like that we should know about? Looks like there's some hidden surprises here that you might not expect.
Actually, we did have a man, his name is Brian Frankowitz, donate like a series of benches. I actually haven't checked them out yet.
A table and
okay,
two
table,
benches.
Sorry. Okay.
And Brian is one of these people. He is so talented. And all of a sudden he whips together these benches and this table. It's kind of patio material or furniture. And he made it out of pallet boards.
Okay.
And
so check that out.
You know,
so check that
some
out.
Awesome homemade right, furniture right, will be right, on site. Exactly. Some surprises, perhaps.
Yes.
We haven't revealed the whole hand.
Yes.
So there will be free brats, live music, beer and wine, potluck. Please feel free to contribute those historical, classic, especially butternut relevant recipes. Right. If you've got that old family cookbook, dust it off. Find great grandma's thing that you love growing up and share it with the community.
Yes. Yes.
September the 14th.
And we should do some shout outs, thank yous for people who have donated.
My goodness,
so I'm going to Maxine,
do.
Yeah, go.
Every year since we've been doing this, Super One, and then when Quick Trip came, they joined in with donating Super One with the brats and Quick Trip with all the buns. And we'd just like to thank them very much. That's Dan Wagner at Super One and Heather Wagner at Quick Trip. Wagner and Wigner.
Don't all get those confused.
Not the same.
Very
not
different.
The same, but two critical area businesses contributing.
Yes.
Any other thank yous we'd like to shout out for the event?
I think that's it.
There will be plenty of gratitude
exactly.
to go around.
Yeah,
I'm quite
but we
sure.
we and actually that's part of the reason why we do this event and we don't really charge for it. It's not a fundraiser anymore. It used to be. It's more like a community appreciation thing. It's to say thank you to the community because we are partially funded by the three municipalities and we thank them. So the taxpayers help out. So thank you all. Have some free brats. Have a polka dance.
Like, fair enough. Yeah, and I'm not from Butternut, but being a Pike Lake boy as I am, so I won't pretend to speak for that community, but I have a hunch you two haven't heard enough. Thank you two for doing this, putting this event on, making it possible.
Thanks.
Even before it happens, I can already see that this is going to be an excellent piece of the community, whether it stays in this Village Fest form or whether it's slightly different next
keeps
year.
Keeps morphing, I don't know.
Keep your eyes on the Butternut Area Historical Society. Whatever they churn out on a given year, be there. That's the message. And this year, it's September the 14th, which is this Friday or Saturday?
Saturday,
4 to 8, Village of Butternut Pavilion on Michigan Street.
Yes. And like us on Facebook, please. We do have a Facebook page. Right.
And the weather's going to be great this year. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There's word of some showers that evening, but I think 4 to 8 p.m. should be, I think, really a good span.
We have a roof.
Yeah, yes, so we're under the pavilion. Keep your fingers crossed for forgiving weather outside of that pavilion, but the party won't stop for a couple raindrops.
We're rocking
right?
on, man. We're rocking on.
Awesome. Kelly and Maxine here from the Butternut Area Historical Society. Village Fest this Saturday, 4 to 8 at the Butternut Pavilion on Michigan Street. Thanks. All right, Tim McGraw talking about Down on the Farm. What perfect timing to be talking about Down on the Farm, too. Greg Gunderson here doing Reality Radio this morning, in for the week for Joel Karnick. He's off for a few days. We were just talking to the Butternut Area Historical Society, talking about Village Fest this weekend, and we've rotated quickly because we've got a full slate of guests here this morning on 98Q Country. I've got Ron here from Nemuth Implement. He's got a couple things, some things I didn't know of, some things that really matter when it comes to winterizing your heavy equipment. How's it going this morning?
Morning, Gray. Going pretty good.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here. I was just chatting with Ron a little bit while Tim McGraw was giving us his dulcet tones, and go figure, I don't spend a lot of time around heavy equipment because I'm busy around microphones, but come to find out there is a major hazard kind of laying in wait with the cold weather. What have we got here? What are we talking about here, Ron?
Well, I wanted to kind of let our customers out there know that a lot of customers don't go through a lot of fuel in their equipment. And right about now, they're going to be using their equipment for food plots or some woods harvesting. But when you fuel up your tractor this time of year, you may not be going through all that fuel. So if you're putting summer number two diesel fuel in your tractors, that fuel might be in there in January and February yet. So you may want to be a little proactive and start putting some number one fuel in your equipment now.
That's the winterized fuel, correct? That stands up better to the cold temperatures we might see this year if the weather is more severe.
Correct. Yep.
Was that something that was an issue that we saw last year? Or do the warmer winters, are they a bit more forgiving, or is it still number one fuel all the way?
We find this problem every year.
Okay.
December and January, customers are calling us, why is their tractor froze up and why is it not running right?
Well, it's because you didn't follow the advice of Nemuth Implement. That's the thing.
Yep.
That's the thing. You got to check, and that's something that we wanted to mention too, is that if you're not sure about the ways and means, the needs, the checklist, you know, that think of it like an aircraft checklist when you're winterizing your vehicle. It maybe isn't 300 items long, but every item is just as important, because you blow one line and you try to start that vehicle in the summer, you might have major issues.
Yep.
So Ron was mentioning to me, you might be a pretty solid, in fact, I know it, I'm not going to pretend, you're a great source of checking in if somebody wants to get a hold of you and ask you some questions about what they need for their particular piece of heavy equipment, whether it's a tractor, whether it's a harvesting. I mean, how big do you go? How big can we call and ask you about?
You can ask us about any size tractor.
All right.
That there is. And if you just have some simple questions, you know, well, they may seem complicated questions to our customers. If you have any questions, just give us a call, email us, reach out to us on Facebook. NemuthImp.com, we have a contact page there as well.
All right.
With any questions there.
That's one thing I've rapidly learned throughout my adulthood, is that while these questions may seem complicated, Ron's the right guy to ask. Anybody who works in or next to agriculture, you are doing complex math. You're doing physics. You guys are doing yield growth and complex estimations and statistics. Like, some of the smartest people I know are those people who are stereotyped as working in the dirt all day. Yeah, they do that by being incredibly intelligent.
Yep.
So Ron is one of those guys. He can help you if you've got, especially in the winterization. We've got this week that's coming, Ron. There's some light showers over the weekend. We've got some beautiful mid-80s, mid-70s kind of stuff. It's a lie. It's coming, isn't it?
Winter is coming.
What it's going to be, I mean, last year was a little bit of a joke, but there was warning that El Nino current switch happened. I remember people were saying, all right, mild winter incoming, and it was a little milder than even those in the know, I think, were predicting. But even still, last year, like you said, those fuel additives did the job they needed to do. You still needed to be on the right fuel, even in the mild winter.
Yeah, and I did want to discuss fuel additives a little bit. There's a fuel additive out there called 911. I'm sure everybody's seen it in a red bottle.
Absolutely.
Okay, 911 is not a fuel additive.
Okay.
Okay, 911 is a emergency use only additive to unfreeze your fuel lines.
Oh, okay. So
and it
this
says
is
right on the bottle, emergency use.
Gotcha.
It will ruin your injection system on Tier 4 engines.
Gotcha. So it's not like heat. It's not that red bottle that you tip in once a winter to keep your car from getting
correct
water in the gas tank.
Yep.
911 is nine. It's called that for a reason.
Yep. It is for, and lo and behold, I just put that together that today is 9/11. But
so it is. So
the,
it is.
When you use 911, you need to get that removed from your engine as soon as possible. If it sits in your fuel system, it will eat away at these new injectors and these new high pressure pumps. So you can use 911, emergency use only, get your tractor running, get the fuel in 911 removed from that tractor.
I mean, of course, a lot of people would probably be trending towards a system flush when they're using that in the first place, but I'm sure there's a couple people think, I can probably get away with just leaving that in there.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, you can. It's about $5,000 to $6,000.
Right. I was going to say, you're going to call Ron either way. There's a cheaper call and there's a more expensive call. I think you might want to go with that one. That wasn't the only thing we were talking about, though. You guys are busy down there at Nemuth all the time, but especially now you're talking about some brush cutters, some other heavy equipment, and some absolutely ridiculous discounts that are popping up here and there. What's happening in the heavy equipment world in that way?
Well, pretty much everything across the board has 0% financing right now.
Wow.
And on certain skid steers, certain compact track loader models from Bobcat, you can get up to $25,000 off of a skid steer right now.
Now, and I know some of the guys who do some of your ad work, so I may have known this from the copy, but 84 months on some things, 0% financing?
Yes. Yep.
84 months, for the quick math, that's 7 years of 0% financing on this heavy equipment. So, yeah, if you're not calling Ron, you're not trying, I don't think. If you're in the heavy equipment world, yeah. You were talking about a skid steer loaders and track loaders. What was it that $25,000 discount? Was that a real number?
That is a real number, and we're not talking a $100,000 piece of equipment. It's a $69,000 piece of equipment with a $25,000 job.
So that's almost a third of its cost just cut right off.
Cut right off.
From the get-go. I mean, in a world where a truck has a 100% markup on it right now, if you're buying a pickup truck, heavy equipment is on the other side of the coin. They are, it's a buyer's market right now by
they're,
the sound of
they're
it.
They're extremely aggressive on their programs, yes.
Awesome. Well, what are the most popular brands that you guys carry in those that are, is there one big mover that stands out?
Well, the compact track loaders stand out a lot. They sell faster, so you're not quite getting 25,000 there. But your wheeled skid machines, your farm machines, yes, you can get up to 25,000 off.
Compact track loader, is that what I'm seeing people kind of almost stand on? Is that like, or is that a sit-on machine?
Well, those are what they call mini track loaders. They're okay. Stand-on machines. We have those as well. They actually have over 1,000 pounds of lift.
That's crazy to me.
And the compact track loaders are skid steers with the tracks.
Okay. Yeah. Understood. So the next half step up. But that just goes to show you've got the full catalog, regardless of the size of the job, regardless of the size of the equipment that you're starting with. If you've got to be looking at purchasing it, looking at maintaining it, looking at winterizing it, the funnel all lands in the same spot. Nemeth yeah. Implement, right? Yeah.
Any of your utility or compact size tractors or subcompact, any attachment. We have the availability for all of it. We have most everything there, and we'll beat anybody's price.
What's the phone number I can direct people to if they've got those questions? I don't want to scare anybody about those fuel additives, but if you just found out that you're using 911 incorrectly, what phone number should we have people call?
You can call 715-678-2271.
2271, and is that your personal cell or is that a shop number?
That's the shop number. anybody there can help you out.
I won't blame you there. You might have some very frantic phone calls about engines melting and similar things if we go any further than that. But no, call Nemeth Implement 715-678-2271 for basic questions, for do you haves, for should I buys. I'm sure they'd be able to share some opinions with you. They may not be able to advise you directly on every step of the process, but if you ask them to, I kind of have a hunch they will. They're really knowledgeable crews, and everybody like Ron is awesome to work with over at Nemeth.
Yep.
Where's the best place to find you physically? I see you're the Stetsonville man, correct?
Yep, we're on both sides of Highway 13 in Stetsonville, Wisconsin, about 4 miles south of Medford. And
see, I told you, Ron's a busy guy. That's one of those, that's not his personal cell phone number. I didn't give it out, I promise.
Yep. Yeah, so we're in Stetsonville. You can't hardly miss us with the Bobcat and Mahindra tractors down there. It's at least a quarter mile long worth of equipment down there.
Yeah, that's the if you're thinking of, is that really long? Yes, it is. It's that long stretch of power equipment looking absolutely gorgeous there on the lots on both sides of Highway 13. Ron, thank you so much for stopping in, talking to us. We chatted about some fuel usage. Give Ron a call, 715-678-2271 for a little bit of should I or shouldn't I? How do I winterize? Everything to do with heavy equipment, power tools of really any kind. Stop by Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville, correct?
Yes, great.
Thank awesome.
You very
well,
much.
Thank you so much, Ron. We will see you probably in a couple weeks. We talk to Ron every once in a while here on Reality Radio. I'm going to dive back into a little bit of country music, Tattoos on This Town, and then we'll hear from Isaiah and Holly from a non-GMO pig farm in Shanna Golden here on 98Q Country WCQM. Jason Aldean, Tattoos on This Town. You're listening to 98Q Country, your local civic media station. Greg Gunderson here for Joel Karnick. We've got about a half hour left on Reality Radio and my morning show in general before Travis Creeley saves you from me. Otherwise, I'd be here in the studio for 13 hours today because I will be back from 2 p.m. till 7 p.m. We've been talking to all kinds of area organizations, businesses, events, the Butternut Historical Society. We had Nemeth Implement in a moment ago. Now I've got a fledgling business getting an awesome start, hitting the ground running up in the Glidden, Shanna Golden area. I've got Isaiah and Holly here from Wolf Farms. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studio. They were anxiously sitting in the green room hyping up the other Reality Radio guests. They were very clearly getting into a stressful mindset. We got to relax. I've got a dog in the studio. Just wide open spaces. And speaking of wide open spaces, you guys were generous enough to let me tour your farm. Was that last week?
Yes. Yep.
And what a beautiful spot. Family owned and operated. How long have you guys been in operation up there at Wolf Farms?
We started April 25th.
Okay, so not even 6 months at this point. We're approaching the 6 month mark. I'll tell you what, to the listening audience, if you were to roll up on the property where they've got these farms going, it looks like they've been doing this with experience for years. Is this your first time in the farming game, or have you done something like this before?
I've done it in the past. I've more of the confinement area. Okay. I've worked for them. This is my first time running on pasture, though.
So you said that previously you were in a more confined type of farming setting.
Yeah.
Is that why you're so big on providing a positive experience for the animals now?
Yes, yep.
And that was evident when I was there. They have all kinds of room. Isaiah walked me through the rotational grazing that they're doing and showed like slices of pie. Here's where they'd be, here's where they were. And you could just see it. It was all laid out. It all made sense.
Yep.
And you had a lot of comfortable animals ambling right up to us, intelligent as they are.
Yeah.
So you clearly enjoy working with the animals.
Yes, that's absolutely.
The impression I've been getting is that Wolf Farms loves the animals that they want to bring to you and your table, your farm. You guys aren't just about moving meat. You guys might be talking about some livestock at some point.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so what's the goal? Do you want to own the Northwoods of Wisconsin and fill it with pig farms, or is this just doing it right in this small scale the way to do it?
Small scale, right around the area. Offer people pork and live animals.
I'll admit that was a trap question. I knew I have a corporate takeover from these guys.
Yeah.
And Holly, your Park Falls through and through, right? You and I
Correct.
Went to, well, we shared high school together, as happens in Park Falls. I know a lot of people will chuckle. Holly and I managed to go to high school together for 3 years without ever really, we just weren't in the same circles.
No, we
that
weren't.
That kind of stuff happens, but then you grow up, you become an adult, you fall in love with Park Falls for entirely different reasons, and you wind up starting investing your time in these critical area businesses, and I think this is the beginning of a new one in the area. The official name will be enduringly Wolf Farms, correct?
Yep, correct.
So anytime you see the Wolf Farms name, I'll tell you what, there's some absolutely gorgeous graphics floating around on Facebook, including on your Facebook page. And yes, I'm absolutely complimenting Isaiah here. I found out anytime someone's doing their own graphics, that's tough. But check it out. Check out Wolf Farms, W-U-L-F Farms on Facebook. Check out those graphics that Isaiah's been making. He is, I might have to come to you for some graphics. I make noises into a microphone. I don't make pretty pictures.
Yeah.
So what, I'm sure it's not just going to be about how you, I mean, obviously you're going to be happier treating the animals better. That's just a fact. But I'm sure the animals show some benefits too.
Oh, yeah.
What do you see from, in this case, swine, or I'm sure it affects beef farmers too, but when you treat the animals better, what do you see as returns from that?
They're just stress-free. I mean, you don't have to, you know, push any antibiotics really hard on them.
Okay, so less maintenance to the actual
less
livestock.
Maintenance, yep.
So stress affects their health by the sound.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Okay,
big time.
So a little bit of that Shanna Golden Air does wonders beyond just having room to roam.
Yep, and they get vitamins from the sun, you know, vitamin Ds and everything like that. And then farrowing on pasture, we don't have to give them iron because they get the iron out of the dirt.
No, and something, too, that you were mentioning to me is that you end up with fewer runts out of litters because of the co-parenting that can happen when two litters can effectively be mothered by the two mothers involved, right?
Yep. So, actually, we got six moms out there all co-parenting on, you know, the six litters. So, we have a litter of four, and then the rest are 10 to 18 per litter. And they can go off on all of six moms and nurse off them. It doesn't matter, you know, the moms don't care what babies are nursing on them. So that helps us with fewer runts because they don't run out of milk.
Yeah, there's no baby left out if there's not enough room at the milk bar, you know, somebody doesn't get a stool. So that this is perfect. You can kind of have a little bit of cushion if you bring in the extra, you know, it's like a communal mothering society amongst the swine, and it will benefit us too.
Yeah,
you end up with a better pork experience. You end up with a better raising experience all around. I'm sure there's a little, once you invest that upfront work of treating them right and building the facilities to do so, I'm imagining you're probably saving effort in the later end.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to, I mean, you can tell I don't know much about agriculture, but I have to imagine that confining an animal with as much bulk and strength to it as, as a pig is, there's a lot that goes into it. And sure, it might just seem like, you build a strong enough metal structure. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You guys, I saw, were primarily building out of wood by hand, these beautiful trough and feeder and pen structures.
Yep.
That's what impressed me the most, I think.
Yeah, everything out there is built mainly with slab wood.
That's absolutely awesome. So that means you guys will be able to maintain it in a way you wouldn't if it were, a lot of times when you build things out of thoroughly processed materials, bills, you end up having to throw the whole XYZ out when part of it goes bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you need to knock the bottom off a trough and throw a new slab on,
it
just comes down
four
to
four screws.
Yeah, it comes down to how cold is it outside today? Have I had my coffee yet? The set of questions is entirely different.
Well, I think the really cool thing about it, too, is, you know, we have four children, and every single one of them children, they've all been involved in helping us build something.
That's awesome.
Like, you know, they've been out there learning how to use the drill and putting up the slab wood, and, like, they all have helped in some way.
They love it.
You know, they help us feed. They help us do waters.
It's the same thing that I think, regardless of your opinion and how you land on that, there's so many parenting opinions out there, but all of those schools of thought generally seem to agree on spend a lot of time with your kids, show them the world, let them decide what they love about it, and they'll eventually tell you. Whether you want it or not, they'll let you know how they feel about a given thing, but expose them to things. I remember maybe a month or two ago now, we had an event over in Prizler Park in Park Falls. It was Touch a Truck, and it's like, it's one of those things that, man, after a 9-to-5, I don't know if I want to take my kid to touch a truck. Your kid really wants to go. You don't know, you might have a future garbage man, ambulance driver. You have no idea. So expose them to that. Now, is every single one of your kids going to grow up to be a pig farmer? I have no
but
idea.
I think it's good life lessons, though. It teaches them how to do things
exactly, and they get to decide how they feel about these things just by virtue of you presenting them. Like, here's life on a farm, here's alternatives, here's thought processes. Like, there's so many lessons that can be framed in that environment. And shoot, I couldn't even guess what they are. I'm just trying to think of things that I learned out there holding a flashlight. The main thing I learned was hold that darn light where I'm working it. Come on now. I think a lot of us learned that lesson. But no, I was picking up things that I can't even think of and still use in my daily life. So
a lot of it's responsibility, I think.
Absolutely. That's one thing. These kids of yours will see the benefits of raising animals well and offering something of quality to a community, which that's the impression that I got from Wolf Farms, quality to the community. And that's the whole idea.
And animal welfare is the number one thing for us.
You mentioned the antibiotics you're able to hold off of, but it sounds like you're non-GMO in general. You're pretty... I don't want to speak the devil here, but what's the certification on organic? Is that something you want to aim for? Or
eventually, it is a pretty...
1,800 hoops to jump through, I would imagine.
We do want to get there someday, but there's no promises.
Well, the fact is, I think it's really easy to look at everything you've accomplished since April and to forget that it's only been since April, when it looks like, I'd imagine there's businesses around for 2 years who haven't necessarily accomplished what you have. And not a knock on them. You guys are just clearly extraordinarily motivated. You'll have some red tape here and there. But fact is, there is no red tape between you and offering your products online already, correct?
Nope.
I was doing some poking. I thought I saw some bacon for sale.
There's bacon, pork chops, roasts, ribs.
Hamsteaks. Hamsteaks, pork steaks, ham.
I think we got one-third hams as well.
Yeah, and room for more products to come, too. I certainly saw there's some potential plans to expand, but there's existing online commerce, and these are everything that's available now. This is raised at that facility that I saw, correct? So Shanna Golden Raised Pork is available right now. Where to go for that? Where should I go online?
Well, Facebook we are more active on. I'm trying to work on the website. Yeah, it's a little more tricky. I'm trying to get there, but... it is up if they do want to see what we have. I do have an email there. They can contact me. But I just say Facebook, message me. We do have feeder pigs available as well if somebody wants to raise their own meat. We have a lot available.
Excellent. Well, hey, keep an eye out for updates. I've been in contact with the folks over at Wolf Farm, so you'll probably hear me to the 98Q Country listening audience. I just absolutely love the operation over there, so don't be surprised if you just hear me mention it now and again. I mean, they let me talk on the radio for 5 hours a day, and you guys are an interesting subject.
Young people
interested in starting a good quality business to benefit the community, and everybody wins. You'll certainly be able to keep your lights on, but boy, if you want some good bacon raised right, find Wolf Farms on Facebook. I've got Isaiah and Holly here. It's pork raised in the Shanna Golden area. Get it while it lasts, and look out for more offerings. Wolf Farms, thank you guys for so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having
us.
Awesome. We may hear from them in the future. In the meantime, I'll be bringing you some Darius Rucker. Up next on 98Q Country, we will have Sleep in Heavenly Peace, the end of reality radio this morning, WCQM, 98.3 FM, and the free Civic Media app.
Q. Can you hear me now?
Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
That was All Right here on 98Q Country. I've just been chatting behind the scenes. We just had Wolf Farms. Check them out on Facebook, bringing locally produced pork from the Shanagolden area. Absolutely love everything I saw at that farm. We're switching gears now, though, to Sleep in Heavenly Peace. It's an organization helping provide beds to those in need. Good morning, you two. I've got RB and Beth here. How are you two today?
Good morning. We're good.
Great. Thank you so much for stopping and giving us some time. I immediately exposed my ignorance. I know it was, I thought I might know what these two were here to talk about, and I was not totally wrong, but I was wrong. I was quite wrong. But twin beds or bunk beds, and what's the basis? How did this organization come to be?
Well, it came to be, we had a group at our church that we go to here, and we were looking for some ways of maybe doing some local outreach or local benevolence, some additional ideas. And my wife and I are originally from Iowa, small town Iowa, and there was a chapter there of Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And Sleep in Heavenly Peace is a national charity, and then people set up local chapters and by zip code. So I just made the suggestion that here's this organization that I was familiar with from our hometown in Iowa, and then we decided, I just brought up the idea, and it really caught on. People thought, yeah, that's a great way to help out. And what we do is we make beds for families that have kids ages 3 through 17, and We provide the bed free of charge. It's a single bed, and the only requirement is the child doesn't have a bed of their own, and they're ages 3 through 17.
Wow, so that's quite a wide range of people that you might be helping out there, and that's certainly anybody who has that need is among those who need it most. To have that need at all, it's a huge one by default.
And it's and like you mentioned, you maybe weren't familiar with it, and it's not something that people, you know, think right away that there are kids out there that have a need for that.
Well, not to knock the home state, but anytime Iowa brings something new to Wisconsin, it's something we better keep an eye on. Now, of course, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, that phrase, everybody listening is intimately familiar. If you haven't placed it, it's the final line of the refrain from Silent Night. Are you mostly active during the winter months, or are you guys year-round?
We are year-round, yeah. So anytime anybody has a need, they can apply. They can look for us online.
Okay. Where's the best place to do that?
It would be shpbeds.org.
All right.
And then they can look up our local chapter and apply, or they can also volunteer for the organization. So, like I mentioned, we have builds a couple times a year where we get a group of volunteers together, and we just had one yesterday up in Springstead.
Okay.
We had 26 people got together, and we built 13 beds.
Wow.
In about 3 hours. We took an hour to have a picnic lunch at the same time. So I can let Beth kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like you made an event of it.
We did. We've had wonderful support from friends and neighbors. So we are just about to a year in existence as our chapter here in Park Falls. A year ago, August, four of us went out to Utah to do training for a weekend.
Okay.
And see if that's really what we, if we'd bit off more than we wanted to chew. But we decided it was a great organization to be associated with. And they really didn't have anybody in the North Woods.
Okay.
So there are a number of chapters throughout the United States.
I just looked this morning. Wisconsin has 19 chapters in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, but so they're all like, in the southern
right,
part.
Sounds like a decently high number, but of course down yeah. there, 10 people only serves one county.
But up here,
time,
so. Yeah. And this right. is obviously not a very densely populated area, so... you know, it's we have to spread out. So we cover, right now our chapters mainly, or our chapter mainly covers Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, and Fifield. And that's, we kind of wanted to start in a limited area like that, and then we may expand. But if someone is outside that area and they're listening and they want to contact us, certainly
don't be afraid.
Yeah, don't be afraid to.
We have the ability to add that zip code so that we okay. can cover that area.
You have discretion on who you're able to cover.
Yes.
And I have this hunch yeah. that you're going to lean towards giving people a hand.
Yes.
This yep.
Actually, we're not going to say no.
No.
Yeah. you may not be with me in the studio to the whole 98Q Country audience, but I'm sitting here with two people who will help you. I have no doubt. You can just, it's kind of, it's in the air in the room here. You said, go ahead.
Well, so Beth mentioned this is our, we're at our first year anniversary for starting this chapter. Year to date, we've delivered 35 beds.
Wow.
To families in need in this area.
Well, a lot of people hear low population and they think that would mean little need, but in many cases, it's exactly the opposite, right? Low population usually means underserved.
Right.
As much as maybe less need, but that need is less met, too. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Exactly.
It's yeah. interesting. I think that knowing our connections with the Iowa chapter, actually, RB's older brother is one of those that delivers beds for that chapter. And they've been going 5 years, and they still are delivering 10 beds a month. So and that's in a county that is not very populated either. And it's... When we first brought this up, we had some that are, I'll say, questioning how much need there actually is, or if that you do it and deliver it once and then you're done. But we're finding that throughout all these chapters that there's a continuing need, that they're, because we're people that are moving and people that are, you know, young mothers that are starting out on breaking away and starting off on their own, and they come with nothing. There's people moving into the area, so we might...
People's situations change
yeah,
over
they,
time.
Yeah, they definitely change, and so that, you know, that is making a big difference. And we might be at one apartment, and we might go back again the next month to the same apartment, but there's somebody else there in need, so...
Wow. So help me visualize the process. Are you... Is it mostly assembly work, or are you actually, like, milling the wood, and do you need woodworkers?
Yeah, so the way it works is... the organization has, they kind of have a formula, obviously. These beds are just a very simple design.
Okay.
They're very sturdy. So when we have a build, we have a, a recipe or kind of that we follow for this, where we have the... We buy the lumber, and we're purchasing that locally.
Okay.
Some of it we have had provided through donations also, but so we buy 2x6s, 2x4s, and 1x4s, and we cut them to this size, and then when we have a volunteer day, that everybody sands the. There's a sanding process, and we drill them and screw them together, and we make the headboards and the rails and so forth and the slats. Then when there's a delivery, then we put the bed together when we actually deliver the bed. And everything is new. We have brand new mattresses and all new bedding that we provide. It all has to be brand new. So when we go into the home, and we can make it when we do a delivery, and we're in and out of the home in probably less than a half an hour
right.
when we deliver. We have a brand new bed set up with mattress, pillow, all the bedding. A lot of times we have different quilters that donate quilts, so we can use those. When we're done, then the bed is all set up and ready to go, and the young kids are usually bouncing around on their new bed. So
Yeah, the difference. I once heard it said, the three things you never skimp on is what separates you from the ground: shoes, tires, and a mattress. So the difference between sleeping on a couch or on a floor, you know, I mean, there's somebody out there right now who may have slept on a towel, and you don't need to do that.
Yeah,
in a lot of cases, kids are sleeping on a couch or maybe a mattress on a floor, or maybe they're sleeping with a parent, too.
Right, yep, shared bed situations, absolutely, which, I mean, there's plenty of happy families living that way, but there's room to roam. You could stretch your legs a little bit and maybe get kicked a few less times throughout the night if you didn't have to share
in that way. I think it makes for a better night's sleep for everybody that way.
So here's the thing that we do. We do beds, and we only do beds, so and they're very minimal, I would say, are very, there's not much to them. We're not building fine furniture.
Right, utilitarian, perhaps.
Right, they are. But they're solid. Yes. And they can be either the bunks or the twin beds. And we go in and we deliver them as quickly as we possibly can to assemble them, et cetera, and we're out again. It's very, not very intrusive by any means. You apply online, you get a call that says, you know, do you live upstairs, downstairs? Do we have to carry our, you know, et cetera?
Basic question.
Right. Is it, how old is a child? There's no financial anything that is even asked. There's no prerequisites for anything. If you're in our zip code, your children are ages 3 to 17, you qualify. You just need to apply.
So, of course, the naturally suspicious among us might hear, well, people are going to take... It sounds like you guys would rather help one or two people who might not need it as bad rather than miss even one person who does, in fact, need it. And that's... I agree. Lean into it. Do a little extra. Do a little too much. That's fine. If you don't do enough, that matters in a bad way. If you do a little too much, cool.
Right.
Fine.
Yep.
That's a good night's sleep
for
you.
And we've had our... We'll say our friends and our neighbors and stuff have been very, very generous. So we have not been very, very generous. So we have not really had to do any fundraising at this point. We have, I mean, the average bed costs about $250 to make and deliver by the time you've done the mattress and the, we do new sheets and new bed in a bag, new pillows, new mattress pads, or the quilts are new, but, that all comes with it, and there's no cost to them.
Wow, that's absolutely an incredible cause, an incredible effort to get the job done. SHPbeds.org, if you have any questions about the process, maybe you would like to donate your funds or your time and your expertise. That was, I know a lot of us were probably sitting thinking, all right, what IKEA set do they buy? No, this is locally purchased raw lumber to a formula, as you put it. They've got a process down for doing it locally, using locally purchased goods where possible, which further benefits the community. So if you want to be involved in that, check out shpbeds.org. Any other little tidbits that I might have?
I do want to emphasize we have had some very generous donations from people, which allow us, we haven't had to go out and request a lot of donations, and we do need donations because, as Beth mentioned, the cost assigned to a bed, each bed is worth about $250.
Right.
You know, an example is in Springstead at the trading post there, they've started having bingo games every other Monday night. And along with that, they donate a portion of the proceeds. So they donated a portion of the proceeds last month, and they bought us 20 new mattresses.
Awesome.
And you should have seen the FedEx guy's face when he was delivering 20 mattresses to a residential place.
So he's not going to ask, but he's got that look of, can you please help me?
He did ask. He did ask, and he said, I was just hoping this wasn't a mistake. What are you going to do with these?
Okay, so at least you gave him some good news and hopefully a hand unloading his truck.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, that's an example of the kind of generosity that you're finding in the community. People really reach out, and they want to help.
Yeah. Cooperation of local organizations is absolutely the fabric of this community. 100%. Well, awesome organization here in the studio with me today. That's Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And they're providing beds.
We do have a Facebook page as well, a local Facebook page.
Is that just going to be Sleep in Heavenly Peace?
Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Park Falls.
Yep. Awesome. Look out for the Park Falls branch of Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
You can see pictures of, there will be pictures of our builds there and some of the volunteers and so forth. So,
all right.
Just just feel free to reach out if you want to volunteer or donate, or if you need to request a bed.
All right. Well, maybe we'll check in. Maybe we'll hear from you again in the winter months when things get into full swing and things get a little tougher. But if you ever want any info, you can always call us at the studio, 715-762-3221, to hear about any guests we might have had on Reality Radio. In this case, though, head directly to shpbeds.org or find Sleep in Heavenly Peace Park Falls on Facebook. Thank you so much, RB and Beth. I appreciate you coming
in
today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We've got more radio to bring you here from 98Q Country, WCQM. Travis Creeley is waiting at the door. I heard a knock a second ago. I've got one song to play for you, and then we'll hear from Travis. I'll be back at 2 here on 98Q Country. So endeth Reality Radio.